Welcome to the Old Galway Diary podcast. Each week, Tom Kenny and I, Ronnie O'Gorman, write a column in the Galway Advertiser. Before it goes to press, we contact each other and share what is filling the page that particular week. This podcast is that conversation. And I would add, we enjoy talking to you and would appreciate if you would give us a rate and review on the Apple Podcast app.
Morning, Dick. It's good to see you and have you on board. I have to tell all our listeners that when we started this, it was Ronnie O'Gorman and myself, and we were talking about what was going into the Advertiser that particular week. Unfortunately, Ronnie has hit a bout of very bad health, and it's taken quite a long time to recuperate. And so while he is in that process of getting better, hopefully, and soon, hopefully, we have been very honoured to be joined by Dick Byrne, who's going to take over from Ronnie. Almost certainly abuse me and correct me, but that's fine too. So you're very welcome, Dick.
Thanks very much, Tom. Nice to be here.
Yeah, good, good. Well, it's lovely to have you on board, I have to say. So I am just going to tell you what we have in the paper this week. It's a big week for the Dominican Order. They were set up in 1216 by the then Pope, and within 8 years, they came to Ireland. It's extraordinary. And so that is actually 800 years ago. It was in 1224. Wow. When they came, yeah, to Ireland first. And they came to Connacht a few years later, to Athenry. That's where they, when they came west of the Shannon. But they came to Galway finally in the year 1488. And they took over an abandoned church called, it was known as St. Mary's on the Hill, or St. Mary on the Hill. It was an abandoned church outside the walls in the area we know as the Cladda today. This church later became known for some reason as the West Convent or St. Mary's Outside the Gates. They were first declared illegal in the year 1570, Elizabeth I. They were dispersed, but they managed to live around and could continue on a kind of a very private basis their pastoral ministry. They got back into the Cladda some years later. Then in 1641, the big rising, Lord Forbes landed on Galway Bay, and he erected batteries, big cannon guns, at the Dominican church in an effort to capture the city. And this completely unnerved the citizens some years later when they were under threat by the Cromwellians. So they asked the Dominicans if they would completely demolish the church, raise it to the ground, and that the city would rebuild it in exactly the same place as it was when peace was restored. And eventually this happened. They did, yeah, after the Cromwellians.
I did the same with the Fort Hill, I think, at the same time, but that's another story.
They did, exactly, yeah, they did, exactly right, yeah, and it was a big medieval fort that was in Fort Hill. Anyway, they came back to the Cladda, but they were dispersed again after the Williamites invasion, and they left all their valuables, which were altar stones, monstrances, chalices, and a silver crown for the statue of Our Lady of Galway. They left them all with a local merchant, Valentine Brown, and he kept them safely. So we were now into the penal law era, and pressure was gradually easing, mostly thanks to the mayor and the sheriffs of Galway, because they refused to implement a lot of the anti-Catholic mandate of the British government. And so Dominicans found themselves back in the Cladda again, and they were tolerated by the officials. They were raided occasionally, but I'm not so sure if that was just to show that they were obeying
the law.
Exactly. Anyway, at the end of that century, 1792, they built a priory and then they started work on the construction of a new church. This was a slated building to replace the old thatched one. And it must have looked enormous in the context of the clatter, because remember, they were all one-story thatched cottages all around. And suddenly they were building this big, big church. In 1809, the process of building took quite a long time, but in 1809, they set up the bell. Now, this was probably the first Catholic church bell to be rung in Ireland at the end of the penal days. Interestingly, I have two images in the paper this week. The first one is of a thatched church in the Clatter, and you will see on it a small bell tower at the top. But I think the bell that we're referring to here was rung in the new church. It opened officially in August in 1815. Then just immediately, well, during the famine, the Dominicans built the Piscatory School. And this was a center for training local kids in making sails, nets, lace, boys and girls, both. The curious thing about the Clatter was there was no real history of education there, because people there felt that their sons were going to grow up to be fishermen anyway, so they didn't need
what education do the fishermen need?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so that was what they wanted, and the girls were taught how to make sails, repair nets, all that kind of thing. This eventually became a national school, but then again in 1889 they began to build what is we know as the present church today in the Clatter. This opened formally on October in 1907. In 1891, I beg your pardon. In 1907, they started to build Clatter Hall. This was a kind of to be a community hall. And they wanted to help the fishermen again. So they were giving lectures and demonstrations on fishing and making sails, that kind of thing again, practical things. But it was also very much a community hall. And so as the century went on, the last century, they began to add in stained glass windows and mosaics, that kind of thing. The statue of Father Tom Burke was unveiled in 1947.
I remember it well.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I was too young.
That was a big event.
Yes. Yeah. Obviously. Sean Kavanagh was the sculptor. Not often acknowledged, but he was the sculptor. Father Tom Burke, of course, was probably the most famous Dominican to come out of Galway. Although, in the 80s, Father Damien Byrne, he was elected as the master of the Dominican Order. In other words, he was that boss over the entire order.
He was the kiddie.
He was the successor, the 83rd successor to St. Dominic. And so,
it's an interesting tale. Can I tell you an interesting tale about St. Dominic?
Yes.
When the Cathars started up in Europe, they invented a new kind of Christianity, which was simplified.
Yeah.
And the Pope didn't like that, so he mounted the first crusade ever on European soil.
Yeah.
And who did he put in charge of the Inquisition? St. Dominic. So there you are. It wasn't all smiles.
No, obviously not. No. Yeah, because like when they were set up, their mantra was to witness the truth, to the truth of the Christian faith and to proclaim it at home and abroad. In other words, to be preachers, really. So maybe he wasn't all smiles. Anyway, they were building on to the church in the last century. They added a tertiary chapel.
Yes, and I was involved in the building of the Surgery Chapel. I was working for Simon Kelly at the time.
Yeah.
And there was a Father Buckley there at the time. He was an artist, very well-known Irish artist at the time. But we built the Tertiary Chapel about 1956 or 57.
Yeah.
And one of the things we had to do was we had to disturb the graveyard because there were a lot of bodies where we wanted to build the church.
Yeah.
So we excavated quite a few graves of the near the church, on the church end at the top of the Fort Hill, or sorry, top of the Fair Hill graveyard there. And we measured one fellow. He was called King, and he was over 6 foot tall. He was about 6 foot four. But we removed all the bones and put them into there's one of the tribes, I think it's a Skerrit tomb there, and we put them all in there, so they're all in there now, rich and poor together.
Oh, okay.
But okay, Father Buckley did the stained glass window in it. There's a very fine stained glass window in that tertiary chapel. And among the people featured on there, Father Buckley himself, plus Michael of Galway, and Simon Kelly. I didn't make it myself, nevertheless.
Oh, I have to go and look at them again.
Yeah.
I probably have passed that without seeing it.
You want to go into the tertiary chapel to see it properly.
Yeah.
Oh, another connection I had with them was I had an old boat back in the 60s that was crewed by a couple of clad lads, and we did the Blessing of the Bay a couple of times in the early 60s.
That's a lovely tradition that the Dominicans started. Obviously, the Cladda fleet was vitally important to everybody in the Cladda for a long, long time. So, I've never actually been at the Blessing of the Bay, but I think it's a lovely Galway tradition.
It is. Somebody is ringing now.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'll keep talking. So, thank you. The illustrations I have, as I said, this week are the first one is of the thatched church. This would be very early 19th century. The second then is at the end of the 19th century, and that is the previous Cladda church that was built. It was known.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What's the church that's on the 1651 map? There's a church there, John.
There is. Yeah. I haven't looked at that now. I'll have to do that again. Yeah. You're giving me a lot of work to do all of a sudden, Dick. Anyway, this church, it became known as the West Convent, and it was very elegant, as you can see from the photograph, including a balcony. But it's just quite an elaborate picture. Building. Yeah, it is. So the Dominicans are 800 Jews in Ireland, and for that they're celebrating in Galway with a series of lectures next month. On the first Tuesday evening, the five Tuesdays of the month of April, they will have a series of lectures by Father Connor McDonough, Dr. Brona and McShane, Alton Lally, Father Seamus Davis, and Father Stephen Cummins. And they'll all be on various aspects of the history of the Dominicans in Galway. Now, this is not just the Dominican friars. That's what I'm concentrating on this week. But next week, I hope to have a piece on the Dominican nuns in Galway, because they're here for a very long time as well.
I think we stole their apples from when we were kids.
Well, I had the honour of being thrown out of the Taylor's Hill a few times by Gussie, as she was known, Sister Augustine.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but anyway, it was kind of like a badge of honor in my time, I suppose. Anyway, we will be including next week the Holy Nuns, and they're obviously going to be involved in all of these series of lectures. The lectures all take place, incidentally, in the church. They all begin at 7:30 on Tuesday evenings, and everybody is welcome. There's no charge, or all tickets are free, so all are welcome. And so that's me for this week, Dick, and I'm very glad to have you on board. Thank you for joining us.
It was nice to hear you. I won't have to read the advertiser talk tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's good anyway. You probably, with your old age, your failing eyesight, it'll be much easier for you.
usually I just read your column and I read the Who's Dead. I read the anniversary. Cousin Freda might be in them, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, at least you read me first. Most people I know read the death notices first and then the old Galway. Anyway, until next week, Dick. Talk to you then.
Okay, Tom. Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.